a month ago, I shared from my heart about the Lord calling us up higher, and how he does that is through purity of heart, our love overflowing in purity of heart. And then every week since then, the Lord has been speaking to us about hidden things being revealed. And a couple of weeks ago, I just railed on that the Lord will do it. He will sanctify spirit, soul, and body. His operation meets our cooperation. We abstain from every type of evil. And just really poured it out. Matt kind of echoed it last week. I got up at the end of his sermon and echoed what he said and said, the shrubberies are gone. The Lord is cutting us back. He's pruning us way back, but he's taking away the hidden places where trash can hide. And I don't know how many of you are in the news right now, but there's been some pretty serious allegations against our friend Mike Bickle at IHOP. And we're hoping and praying that they are not true, but I'm just here to tell you that if they are true, it's more of a sign of what the Lord is speaking very loudly in this season. That judgment starts where? In the house of the Lord. And if it's this painful in the church, listen to me. What will it be like for those who are astray from him right now? What will that judgment look like? And so I want to plead with you again to get on the train. The Lord's train is moving very quickly. It's very powerful right now. Everything that is whispered in the ear is about to be proclaimed on the rooftops, yeah? And he is after a pure and spotless bride, and he will get it. And so I just want to take a moment to pray. I had it in my heart to pray for this dark holiday coming up this week on Tuesday, that the light would shine. But we also want to pray that the light would shine in the darkness in the church, because there is hidden sin and the Lord is after it right now, and he's exposing and he's revealing, and it's so painful, but it's such an answer to prayer. And what looks upside down and chaotic to us with the natural eye looks like answer to prayer from heaven's perspective. It's finally coming out into the open. And so we want to take a moment to do that. So I just want to ask if you would stand up with me. If you feel led, I want to pray in groups of threes and fours. We're going to pray for the light to shine in the darkness on this holiday. We're going to pray for the light to shine in his church. And at the same time, as you feel led, continue to pray for our brothers and sisters in Israel. Pray for the wars to cease. Pray for the Lord's will to be done there. So just get in groups of twos and threes as you feel led here. And let's pray for just a few minutes, guys. We'll come back after that.